The odd one out round was next, and for some reason, Boris felt obliged to explain how it worked. Not strictly necessary, given that Paul had at that stage been doing the show for 13 years.
The odd one out round is next. Paul and Kate, odd one out round. You got to guess what the odd one's out.
Yeah. I've seen the show.
OK. Right.
The clue's in the title, isn't it?
There's only one odd one out.
Right. Can't there be four odd one outs?
Your four are Silvio Berlusconi,
yep.
The Queen,
yep.
Michael Howard,
mm-hmm.
and the MRSA superbug.
That's the bug that's in the hospitals at the moment,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. The one that's resilient to all sorts of antibiotics and mm-hmm. it's apparently got filthy, dirty hospitals and it's out of control. And the Queen looks like she's got some kind of stomach bug there, doesn't mm-hmm. she? She looks mm-hmm. deeply unwell. And didn't Silvio, I might be massively libing him, but didn't he get accused of bugging someone's office at some point?
Brilliant dancer. That's actually a brilliant dancer.
But
I
mean
to say, it's brilliant, yeah.
God, you're so lovely, aren't you?
It's not wholly accurate, but it's...
Is it not?
I think that was the...
Is it
most...
completely wrong?
Well, according to my... I think we should say it was right, though. Why don't we just... let's just jump
I'm on the other side, Boris, so I'm not going to agree.
I'm not going to agree. If we took a vote on it, it'd be my casting vote, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Well, let's have a vote on whether that's the right answer.
whatever happens, I just
want
to say...
Do you actually know what the right answer is?
And if you vote with Boris, it counts as a Tory vote.
No disgrace in that, by the way. No disgrace in that. Lots of people are voting Tory.
Yes, everybody now.
Good stuff. Boris,
can I
private eye on our side? Who can lose?
Can I put a new thought into your head?
Yes, I'm going to tell you what the answer.
Have I got news for you? This is a quiz.
I know you want to go home, Paul. I'm sorry, but it just seems to take.
No, I don't want to go home. But I want to keep the momentum going.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you the answer to
this. No, I know the answer.
Hang on a second. We'll have a go. We think the answer is Berlusconi. He's the odd one out. Interesting, isn't it? I don't think he's Berlusconi. I think Michael Howard's the odd one out. What do you think?
I don't know. So I thought I was on to win it because I thought all the others were...
Shall I give you a clue?
Yeah, go on, then.
It's to do with cooking.
Cooking? The Queen, you see, doesn't do any of her own cooking, does she?
Right.
No. Well, the MRSA superbug, I suppose.
whips up a nice egg and chips. we don't know, do we? Yeah.
Is it immunity?
No.
Ah.
Because
good idea, though.
Because Berlusconi is immune, you're not allowed to prosecute him for corruption, say he'd been guilty of it.
Yes, good answer.
Because he passed a law saying you can't.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen, you can't prosecute her.
Mm-hmm.
Regina versus Regina, it's not a big case, is
no.
it? She's going to win.
Yep.
Michael Howard, he's immune because, you know, he died years ago.
So which is your one out there?
Stake in the heart, possibly, but... and the superbug, which is also immune. So the odd one out is... I've lost myself there.
almost impeccable answer, save that you failed to find an odd one out.
The Queen's the odd one out because
Michael Howard, he's not immune.
Yeah, Michael Howard.
Well, Michael Howard is the right answer, but for the wrong reason. It's actually to do with garlic. The interesting thing is that...
I was near.
I'm trying to remember why it's all to do with garlic. It's because... I'll tell you exactly. the Queen.
Oh, that's right. She says no garlic in my food.
Correct.
Does Berlusconi hate garlic?
Berlusconi hates garlic. He doesn't like garlic. And who else?
And the
MRSA superbug is deterred by garlic.
Mm. Oh, you're kidding. What? Do you hang it around your neck?
It's very good for your garlic, isn't
garlic,
it?
Garlic yeah. is just the job for getting rid of the MRSA superbug. Mm.
Oh, well, that's the first useful bit of information we've ever had on this program. Yeah.
And there you go.
have you lost something, Boris? Look at your driving license.
Now, what he's lost is some joke about Michael Howard, garlic and being the undead.
That's right. No, sorry.
So, you confirm that Michael Howard's one of the undead? You said that's right.
On the contrary, the whole point of this...
He's one of the dead.
The whole point of this odd one-out thing is it demonstrates that he is not one of the undead, because the whole point about the undead is that they react adversely to garlic.
And he loves it.
And he loves the stuff. Not only does he love it, but he encourages his wife to prepare it for him in various
well, that proves it, then.
And so that proves... That is why...
An end to that rotten rumour.
That is the end to that.
But is it true he casts no reflection in the looking glass?
That is absolutely... I think
you should have your own radio station. Boris FM, will you just tune in, try and listen to you construct a sentence? Weather traffic reports with Boris. It's, there's a lot of out there.
You couldn't even understand the perfectly ordinary English sentence like badgers, badgers, badger, badger, badgers. How did John Reid, the NHS, the health secretary, react to the discovery that the MRSA supervisor...
He's killing everyone except with garlic.
Yeah.
He did what the government always does. He appointed an infection czar with a huge infection directorate to recycle pieces of paper and tell each other that there might be infection, and then sacked some nurses, presumably.
He did. And how did he spell czar?
S-A-R-S.
That is right. he spelled it the American way. Now, the answer as you CZAR.
Right, as opposed to TSAR.
TSAR, as in A-T-S-A-R is born. Now,
I was born under a squandering czar.
Which is exactly what happens under this government. I mean, they have a czar for everything, don't
they? That's right.
Yeah.
That's a very good slogan.
Yes.
I was born under a squandering czar.
Yeah.
The Tory party is alive.
And reeking of garlic.
So are you an anti-garlic?
No, garlic's great stuff. No, it's very good for their heart.
Yeah, that's right. The answer is that they all hate garlic except for Michael Howard, who, despite the lamentable attempts of the tabloids to make something of his family's Romanian roots, eats it in a special soup, as I said, prepared by his wife. According to The Times, Michael Howard will eat anything, including Tony Blair, for breakfast. So you heard it here first.
Is there a joke in private eye in this week's issue?
It is, yes. I think we've all been there.
Ah.
Have you done that, Joe?
No, we had a picture of Michael Howard saying, British cannibal named... And then he said, I'm eating Tony Blair for breakfast. It's the same joke in a different order.
Oh, really? Well, I can assure you that I had absolutely there was no plagiarism.
No, I wouldn't dream of accusing you of anything so calculated.
No.